Tell me some, could you introduce somebody?
M, would you like to say a little about yourself and your interests?
Yes, since M-san,
you're just doing...
Hi.
My name is M Huang. I'm in my first year at Parkland, and currently I'm majoring in art and design. I'm trying to transfer from Parkland to U of I for industrial design. I'm really interested in art, and it's like specifically how it moves around like different parts of the world, and how you can tell a lot about like a country's history and its culture just by how it appears visually, like how they carry deeper meanings or whatever, and how they like transition to different styles. For Japan specifically, there's no really like a single particular reason that I like it. I also grew up watching anime because my parents made me watch Pokemon, but it was in Chinese, so it was. But I also grew up, my family is Taiwanese, so we occasionally go to Taiwan and visit, and like a lot of the architecture is, I wouldn't necessarily say influenced, but it's influenced by like the Japanese architecture. And we got to go to the hot springs and stuff, and that was like a really fun experience. So I would like to experience that again.
Arigatou gozaimasu. You said first you also interested in anime, and your parents also? Your parents gave you the Pokemon?
Something? Yeah. Well, they put it on just for us to watch. They didn't really watch it with us.
Oh, yeah. When 10 years ago, some guests come and the students come to the Harukana show, and he or she said it's a Pokemon. He didn't know Pokemon is made in Japan, but because from childhood, Pokemon always with him. So, and then the one day, Pokemon what? Created in Japan like that. So sometimes anime culture of anime always with you, especially the younger generations like that. And also you sometimes visited Taiwan. So but how different is as the architecture between Taiwan and Japan? Looks similar.
Yeah, I did say it looks pretty similar, but like specifically, there is a Japanese inn that was built when I think they were setting up camp in Taiwan during a war, one of them. And so they built like an inn that was like traditionally Japanese style. And yeah, that was really cool. Well, not, yeah.
And I think, how about the gardens? Gardens are a little different. Garden and the temple and the architecture garden. If you visit some temple and you can sit in the garden and feel the atmosphere. The Japanese garden also is beautiful, I think. Yeah. Where you want to visit in Japan?
I don't know. I'm really interested in the trains, the metro. But like a place specifically, I don't know. I also really want to visit a temple. I don't know which one. I haven't done as much research as I should have as to what specific temple that I want to go to.
A lot of people are there. You moved by train, so how about the bento? Yuta-san, how do you think they could have get bento, ekiben? So different equipment,
yes, yeah. Particularly if you're going long distance on Shinkansen, in Japan, you'd be able to get packed lunch, and it's not like dry sandwiches and stuff. It's it's a little better than that. yeah, things like cook. Well, yeah. I guess they have all sorts of things, right? Fish, meat, onigiri, and of course you can get sandwiches too if you want it. But yeah. On Shinkansen you should be able to get lunch. I think Taiwan also had that kind of tradition with their railways, right? I think, and Taiwan also have bullet train and other all sorts of express trains, and I think has a tradition of packed train. I don't know how to translate ekiben. It translates directly as station packed lunch, but packed food for train travel. That might also be part of colonial legacy that Japan has left in Taiwan as well. But maybe not. But anyways, yeah. So particularly if you're going long distance on Shinkansen, yes, yeah, you should be able to choose from a wide variety of stuff to take on board.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that part of the traveling. So each station or each area has often its own local specialties. So you can find unique bento lunches to take.
Yeah, this you could be interesting bento. Do you say bento in America? Lunchbox? How do you say? Bento is bento?
I think it's gaining familiarity with people, yes. But I don't know how widespread.
Yeah. In the 20s, coffee also was there. And the juice also was there. If you like. And you can get any sandwich also, I think. Yeah, arigatou gozaimasu. Then the next person, who?
Adrian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name is Adrian. I'm currently an associate at Parkland College. I'm later thinking about going into medical school for pharmacy. My interest in Japan ranges from a couple different things, mostly through anime. Mm-hmm. I've only been through anime for about a year now. I first got into it through the, at the time COVID hit, so I was really bored and wanted to try new things, so I tried anime. Through that, I got to know about the different foods prepared in Japan, and I would like to try more of that foods. The culture in Japan is really interesting. The way people dress, the way people picture themselves to others, represent themselves. Also the buildings. We did talk about a couple of them in the club, the Japanese culture club, the buildings that have lasted centuries. That was really cool to know about that. And the local medicines, relating that to my major in pharmacy, I heard that Japanese culture, they make like local medicine, and it's like really effective, even more so, better than the ones produced by factories and stuff. So I would like to know about that more. Thinking would actually help me in my pharmacy career goal.
Arigatou gozaimasu. Oh, pharmacy, your major is pharmacy. And you're interested in also the Japanese local medicine. Huh? How, Yuta-san, do you have any place for such kind of museum? Or,
I think there are museums in, at least one museum in Tokyo. I cannot think of the location off the top of my head, but I mean, yeah, Japan has a long tradition of Oriental medicine and local medicine. A lot of that is also influenced by Chinese and Korean traditional medicine, I think. So, and yeah, and then there are things like, and other than that, there's also like Okyu. I can't really translate that. But you put herbs on your skin and you light it, and it will like, I don't know, interact with bodily fluids and your nervous system and things like that, and will supposedly make you supposedly probably stabilizes whatever that's running in your body and whatnot. It's not a very good explanation. I don't really understand it much, but and that you might see in some of the places, some of the older like shopping districts, that if you visit some of the older neighborhoods, they might still have places that sell them and stuff. And have you sort of try that? Maybe it wasn't in Kyoto, but I remember there are like older medicinal shops, traditional medicine shops that will have you try that. They will just put some herb mix on your skin and they just light it and you kind of freak out, but it's okay.
Adrian, how about Okyu and acupuncture and the Japanese acupuncture, do you say? Yuta-san?
Acupuncture is...
It's different.
It's part of it, I think. Acupuncture is more about hari, no?
It's
about putting needles...
Mm-hmm.
Using needles, mm-hmm. But I think it's related. I just can't. There might, but because it's probably part of Chinese medicine too. So this is probably a translation. I just couldn't think of it, and I couldn't really come up with a good explanation for it.
How do you think, Adrian-san?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. and even so, most of them are, you know, like related to other Asian countries like China and the other countries. Mm-hmm. I would say it's still really cool. Like, I mean, if they're going to light up my body just to build up something, hey, I'm going to go for it. Yeah, okay. It would be cool.
ありがとうございます。
はい、今度はお二人の話、エイムさんとアドリアンさんのお話を伺いました。ルーさん、エイムさんは台湾系の方みたいですね。
そうですね。ご両親が台湾出身って言ってたと思います。
おっしゃってますね。で、ポケモンという言葉が出てきましたけど、これはどういう文脈でした？
まあ、自分たちがちっちゃい頃親がテレビでつけてくれたのでポケモンとか見てたって、まあ、中国語でって言ってましたけど、
私がその途中で話したのはるかの章に前に出てもらった方がポケモン ちっちゃい頃から好きで、でもそれ日本のものだと知らなかったっていう話をされていて、あ、もうそんな子も生活の中にいっぱい、アニメも入ってるし、馴染んでるんだなっていう。で、まあ、M さんは、割と一般的にいろんなことを知って、日本でこう学んでみたいな、見てみたいなっていう感じでしたけども、あと、建築とかそういうものもちょっと見たいなっていうことでしたね。どんな話されてました？
そうですね、まあ、ご両親が台湾出身なので、台湾は、まあ、行ったことが何度もあって、うん、台湾で温泉とか行ったことがあって、まあ、楽しかったから日本でも行きたいとか、うんうん、多分台湾でその日本の統治時代に建てられたそういう温泉旅館なのかどうか分かんないんですけど、ところ行ったことあるからそのっていう話もしてましたね。
そしたら日本に来てみたら、あ、にそういう台湾に影響を残したものが日本にもある、日本にあるなっていうことに気づくかもしれないし、私が言ったのはちょっと お庭も見てみたらどうですか、建物だけじゃなくてっていう話をして、それでちょっと新幹線で長く移動されるみたいなんで、駅弁もいかがですかって言ったんですよね。それはどんな話でした？
そうですね、まあ、M さんも電車にも興味があるっていうことだったので、うん、そういう話になりましたが、まあ、駅弁ですよね、いろんな駅弁があるよねっていう話で、うん、トラビスさんがそれで実際長距離移動するときに駅弁買うの楽しみにしてるって言ってました。
うん、駅弁って前まで新幹線だったらどこからどこまで何が売ってるとか分かるのかな、サイトとか見たら。そういうのあるかな。
今すごい種類多いので、
うん、
どうなんでしょうね。昔は時刻表とか見るとこの駅には何が売ってますって書いてありましたけど、今種類もすごい多いし、いろんな地方のが東京駅とかだと変えたりするので、
ちょっと楽しみですね。駅弁をいろいろ買ってみたらどうですかっていう話をし、 M さんはそんな感じだったんですかね。
そうですね。
そしてアドリアンさんは、薬学に関心がある。
そうですね、今多分パークランドでサイエンス系の専攻なんですけど、将来的に薬学 のプロフェッショナルスクールに行きたいってことだと思います。
プロフェッショナルスクールは学部を出てからなんですか？
そうですね、アメリカはその医学と薬学とあと法律とかあと図書館司書とかもそうですが、一回学部を出てからプロフェッショナルスクールで取ります学位を。
あ、で今は学部生でだけど将来的にもしたいと言って、自己紹介を書いてくださった時はアニメとかおっしゃってたんですけど、今回はちょっとその薬学に関心があるということで、リュータさんが触れられたのは、
まあ、そうですね、エドリアンさんがその日本の伝統的な医学とか薬とかに興味があるってことで、まあ漢方の博物館みたいなのも確かあるよっていう話を最初してますが、その後はお灸とかがあって、その観光地の古いお店とかだったらお灸の体験をさせてくれるところとかあるかもしれないねっていう話をしました。
ほう、あるかな、お灸の体験。まあ、お灸を受けることができることはいろいろあるけど、観光客がね、うん。
うん、で、これ僕ちょっと多分この時どこだったか覚えてないって言ってるんですけど、多分滋賀の方ですね。そのお灸の産地があるんですね。伊吹山とかその辺。
あ、そうなんだ。
が有名な産地の一つで。
うん、
そういうところ行くと結構やっぱり 名産品なので、なんか体験してきませんかみたいなところが結構あった記憶があります。だから京都じゃないですね。
うん、なるほどね。私お灸のセットっていうかそういうの持ってて、割とやってみたらハマるかもしれませんね。で、まあ、ミュージアムも確かに東京にもあるので、ちょっと調べてみたらその漢方、日本のっていうかね、中国からの影響を受けたいろんなものとか学べるかもしれませんねっていう、そんな感じでしたかね。
そうですね、
うん、じゃあまたリスナーの方からもこういうところ行ったらいいんじゃないかなとか教えてもらえればいいかなと思います。じゃあ今日の最後は曲を挟んで、曲は M さんが選んであの好きな曲でトリコって超いいという曲なんですが、ちょっとこれもあの若い人が選んでくださったなっていう感じ の最近の日本の、曲です。でその後あの
ラズローさんです。
あラズローさん、あごめんなさい、ラズローさんですね。その後ラズローさん のトークをお届けをします。ということで曲と続けてどうぞ。